All right, so for anyone out there who, practically lives on WhatsApp, this is some pretty exciting news. Just in time for New Year's
Oh,
Eve,
yeah.
they're rolling out some brand new features.
Interesting.
We've got a deep dive today, courtesy of TechCoffeeHouse.com. They published an article just yesterday, December 21st, detailing what we can expect.
Okay.
So let's unpack these features and see if they're worth checking out.
Yeah, sounds good. What do you think?
What's fascinating here is the timing. New Year's Eve is peak time for connecting with friends and family.
Yeah, for sure.
And WhatsApp is clearly capitalizing on that.
Totally. First up,
Yeah.
we have NYE calling effects.
Ooh.
Think virtual backgrounds, filters, maybe even some cool effects, all designed for New Year's Eve.
It makes you wonder about the specifics, though.
Right.
Will these be like preset themes, or will there be some level of customization?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how much creative control they give users. The article doesn't dive into those details, but I'm already picturing a virtual Times Square ball drop happening behind me while I'm chatting with my family.
And just imagine the possibilities for future holidays or events.
Oh, yeah?
This limited time approach could really change how apps encourage us to connect.
Right, like maybe spooky filters for Halloween or heart-shaped confetti for Valentine's Day.
Exactly. It's a clever strategy.
Yeah.
This whole fear of missing out aspect really pushes people to engage with the app during those specific periods.
Okay. But moving on from the visuals,
Yep.
there's some other cool features too.
Okay.
They're amping up
Yep.
reactions.
Wow.
So get ready for this.
Okay.
When you react to a message with any of the party emojis,
Yeah.
both you and the person you're messaging will see a burst of confetti.
While it's definitely fun, it does raise the question of accessibility. Will everyone have the kind of device or data plan that can handle all these extra effects?
That's a great point. Not everyone has access to the latest and greatest tech, and that's something to consider.
Right.
But for those who do, it definitely adds a little extra fun to those holiday greetings.
Yeah.
It's like sending a mini celebration through your phone.
It is.
Speaking of celebrations, they're also releasing special New Year's Eve stickers, including something called avatar stickers.
Now that's intriguing.
Right.
The article doesn't get into specifics, but if you're thinking what I'm thinking, that means we could create mini-me avatars to send New Year's wishes with.
It definitely seems that way.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'm already picturing my tiny avatar wishing everyone a happy new year.
It definitely highlights their strategy to personalize the user experience even more.
Right.
It's not just about sending a message anymore. It's about making it feel unique and engaging, you know?
I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
It really does feel like a whole new level of personalization. But before we get too carried away with our mini-me's, let's remember that these features are only available for a short time from December 20th to January 3rd.
That limited time frame definitely plays into that FOMO, doesn't it? It
Yeah.
makes you feel like you have to try it out before it's gone.
Absolutely. While this is all fun and festive, I think it also speaks to a larger trend we're seeing in online communication.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just send a plain text message anymore.
Right.
People are craving those richer, more interactive experiences.
I couldn't agree more. It's about blurring the lines between the physical and the virtual.
Yeah.
We can't always be together physically, especially during busy times like the holidays, but these kinds of features allow us to share those moments in a more engaging way.
It's like bringing a little piece of the celebration right into our phones. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of these limited time features in the future.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe for other holidays or special events.
Absolutely. Think about the potential spooky filters for Halloween, heart-shaped confetti for Valentine's Day.
Right.
The possibilities are endless.
It's almost like they're creating a whole new way for people to celebrate and connect, even if they're miles apart. It makes you wonder, could this even extend to personal celebrations like birthdays?
Now that's an interesting thought. Imagine a personalized birthday message with your own avatar popping out of a virtual cake. Sign me up for that.
Right. And think about the implications for businesses, too.
Oh, yeah.
They could leverage these features for all sorts of creative marketing campaigns and promotions.
Absolutely. Imagine receiving a virtual coupon from your favorite coffee shop with a festive confetti explosion. That's a marketing experience you wouldn't forget.
And it all ties back to that idea of blending the physical and virtual worlds, bringing those celebratory moments right to our fingertips.
It's fascinating to see how technology is evolving to enhance our social interactions, even in seemingly simple ways. Who would have thought that a messaging app could become such a central part of our holiday celebrations?
It really goes to show the power of innovation and how rapidly the landscape of digital communication is changing. So for you listening, what does all this mean?
It means that even something as simple as a messaging app is finding new and inventive ways to make our digital interactions more engaging and fun.
And it really makes you think, are these just fleeting trends? Or are they hinting at a bigger shift in how we communicate online?
That's the big question. And as we head into the new year, it'll be fascinating to see how these trends continue to develop and shape the way we connect with each other online.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into WhatsApp's New Year's Eve features. We hope you enjoyed this little glimpse into the future of festive communication.
And don't forget, keep an eye out for those limited time features. You won't want to miss out on the fun.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
Yeah.
You know, before we wrap up, there's one thing I'm still curious about.
Oh, yeah.
The article mentions avatar stickers.
Right.
But it doesn't really explain what they are.
It's definitely one of the more intriguing features.
Yeah.
What stood out to you about them?
Well, like you said earlier, it seems like you can create like a mini version of yourself.
Yeah.
But how much customization will there be? Can you choose your outfit, your hairstyle, things like that?
Those are great questions. And it makes me wonder if these avatars will be exclusive to these New Year's features.
Right.
Or if they're hinting at a broader integration of personalized avatars within WhatsApp.
That would be huge.
It would.
Imagine having your own little avatar pop up every time you send a message.
It would definitely add a whole new layer of personality to our digital conversations.
Yay.
And it could be a game changer for businesses, too.
Oh, right.
Imagine brands creating their own avatars to interact with customers.
It would definitely be a memorable way to stand out in a crowded digital space.
Yeah, for sure.
So for those listening, keep an eye out for those avatar stickers. They might be a small feature now, but they could be a sign of much bigger things to come.
Absolutely. Sometimes the smallest details can reveal the most interesting trends.
Yeah.
This deep dive was a fun one.
It really was. And for our listeners, what's the big takeaway here?
The future of communication is all about creating richer, more personalized experiences.
Yeah.
And it's happening right before our eyes, even in the apps we use every day.
We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of WhatsApp and a sneak peek at what might be coming next.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Until next time, stay curious.